Both German-Russian Mennonites and Mexican Catholics emigrated to North America in search of a better life. Immigration was the result of both push and pull factors. In mid-19th century Europe, new requirements of military service, plus the shortage of land, prompted some pacifist Mennonite farmers to emigrate. In Mexico, extreme poverty, lack of educational opportunities, and the social upheaval of the Mexican Revolution from 1910 to 1921 drove workers to the United States. While different factors pushed these two groups to leave their homelands, the Santa Fe Railroad acted as a major pull factor, bringing both German-Russian Mennonites and Mexican Catholics to Kansas. To finance constructing a railway to the west, the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad mounted a huge advertising campaign to sell land along their right-of-way. The Santa Fe hired German-born C.B. Schmidt to recruit European family groups and even whole congregations and communities. The railroad offered free shipping and built temporary housing, including this Mennonite immigration house pictured in the March 1875 issue of Frank Leslie's Illustrated Newspaper. Between 1874 and 1884, some 18,000 Mennonite families came to the North American Great Plains. The Santa Fe Railroad also pulled in Mexican Catholics. The Santa Fe recruited workers in towns along the U.S.-Mexico border. They offered good salaries, good accommodations, and free transportation to the work sites. The first to arrive were single young men employed seasonally to repair and lay new track. As year-round employment became available, they brought their families to settle in railroad towns. While many Mexican Americans worked for the railroad until death or retirement, others became agricultural workers, particularly in the sugar beet fields of western Kansas. Over 125 years later, the descendants of these immigrants, both German-Russian Mennonites and Mexican Catholics, remain in towns and rural areas along the railroad.